The Jesus way is distinct from each of these four ways. The Jesus way is distinct because he is the Son of God. He came from the Father and knows the way to the Father. So only the Jesus way is the way, the truth, and the life. Only the Jesus way leads us to God the Father. The other ways of life always come up short and fail to bring about the way, the truth, and the life of Jesus. Now, the big idea of last Sunday is that though we live in the world and can identify with the different ways of life on this planet, we have to identify somewhere with those ways. We must be careful not to over-identify with any one way to the exclusion of the Jesus way. And if we find ourselves rooted in one of the four ways, we must humbly acknowledge that the Jesus way is greater, and we must submit our way to the Jesus way, at least if we want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Jesus way is paramount, vital, of more importance than any other way, because he's the Son of God and our Savior. I introduced the four ways of Israel last Sunday, but I want to examine each one in more detail over the coming weeks. And today we will examine the Essene way compared to the Jesus way through the ministry of John the Baptist. And let's remember the essence of the Essene way. The Essene way. The Essenes are not mentioned specifically in the Bible, probably because they didn't participate in society. In other words, they weren't visible in mainstream Judaism. They didn't want to be visible. And the philosophy of the Essenes was essentially that the only way to please God was to leave corrupt political and religious systems to pursue holiness in an alternative lifestyle in the desert. And it's important to note that they were pursuing holiness just in exclusion from society. They wanted to be holy people. That's not a bad thing. And they were an apocalyptic community, looking to the coming teacher of righteousness, who, of course, would be an Essene. Now, though this group is not specifically mentioned in the Bible, it's believed by many scholars that John the Baptist may have been an Essene. He certainly imbibed an Essene spirit. He lived in the desert and he ate locusts and wild honey. And if John was an Essene or followed the Essene spirit, he's a good example of developing the right attitude and response to the Jesus way. John's ability to live like an Essene and still place Jesus first is commendable. And so let's look at some snippets from the ministry of John the Baptist in the Gospels and talk a little bit about more about the ways and the Jesus way. The first section comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light, he came only as a witness to the light. Here, the gospel writer John is writing about John the Baptist. He tells us that John the Baptist came as a witness to the light so that through his testimony people might believe in Jesus Christ. Now, in the context of this passage, Jesus is called the light. And the metaphor of light versus darkness is powerful. Jesus as the light describes the true revelatory character of Christ. He reveals the truth about God to people. Jesus makes God known to us. He shines light on the nature of God and shows God to us clearly in a dark world. John the Baptist came as a witness to testify concerning the light-bearing nature of Christ. And John continues to compare Jesus to light in verses 9 through 11. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Now, I find the phrase, the true light, interesting. It implies that there are other people or groups which claim to be light In other words, others who claim to be the way, the truth, and the life. But Jesus, according to John here, is the true light, the genuine light, the authentic light of God. He is the brightest, clearest, most profound light of God there is. But people could not see that Jesus was the light of the world, so John came to bear witness, to take the stand, if you will, and give testimony to the revelatory nature of Christ, that Jesus was the true light that gives light to everyone in the world. God is illumined for us in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. And John wants us to know that through Jesus, we can see and experience God clearly. And through the light of Christ, we can experience God as our Father. Look at verses 12 and 13. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. John describes how those who receive Jesus, who believe in his name, become children of God. Not children of natural descent, as with a human father, but children of a spiritual descent, born of God. In other words, when we receive Christ, we become people with a clear God consciousness and begin to relate to God intimately as a child relates to his father. And we begin a relationship with God based in Jesus Christ, which is compared to light, seeing and knowing the truth, or to put it negatively, not being in the dark about God. God begins to make sense and come into focus in our life. Jesus reveals God clearly in the most direct manner possible as a son sharing about his father. And through faith in Jesus, we too come into relationship with God as sons and daughters of his. It's a beautiful little section here. Jesus gives us the blessing, the privilege to experience God as our heavenly father. Look at verses 15 through 16. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' And out of his fullness, we've all received grace in place of grace already given." John the Baptist testified as a witness might testify concerning the truth about Jesus. And his testimony, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.'" Notice John's humility here. John knows that Jesus, as the eternal Son of God, existed before him and is therefore greater than he is. He describes the Lord's being as fullness. Think about that for a moment. Jesus is the fullness of God. Comparatively, all other ways are not fullness. They're incomplete, partial, only a fraction of truth and grace. The Essene way is incomplete and partial compared to the Jesus way. The Pharisee way is incomplete and partial compared to the Jesus way. The Sadducee way is incomplete and partial compared to the Jesus way. The Zealot way is incomplete and partial compared to the Jesus way. Only in the Jesus way do we encounter the fullness of God, because Jesus is the true light of God, which reveals God to the world. Jesus is kind of a big deal, is what John's saying here. And John goes on to explain the fullness of Jesus, verses 17 and 18. He says, "For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." John tells us that the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came preeminently in Jesus Christ. How? Why? Because no one's ever seen God, but God's Son has seen God, who's in the closest relationship to God possible, and he's made God known to us. Jesus is the full and complete revelation of God because he's God's Son. The law of Moses isn't the fullness of God. Jesus is the fullness of God. Now, For some of you following the Pharisee way, and I know we're talking about the Essenes today, but just a little snippet here, that's going to disturb you, that the law of Moses isn't the fullness of God. It's partial. It's incomplete. It's a fraction. Only Jesus is the fullness of God. That's what John's saying here. When we see Jesus, the Son, we see God the Father because he has the same nature as God. Well, the religious leaders questioned John the Baptist. Look at verses 22 and 23. Finally, they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the wilderness, make straight the way for the Lord." When the religious leaders question John the Baptist about his mission, he quotes from the prophet Isaiah, "I'm like a voice of one calling in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord." In other words, John prepares the way for the Jesus way. And like John, we should be preparing the way for the Jesus way too, because what really matters in life is the Jesus way, not the Essene way, the Pharisee way, the Sadducee way, or the Zealot way. It's the Jesus way that really matters. And so John here says, "I came to prepare the way for the Jesus way." Verse 26, 27. "I baptize with water," John replied, "but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." And look at the Gospel of Mark 1:8. "I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." John says, "I just baptize with water." I mean, we're standing in the Jordan River. This is just water. It's symbolic. But Jesus will baptize with the Holy Spirit. In other words, Jesus can change your life. John's saying, "I can't change your life. This is just water. And yeah, you're going to get wet, but it's symbolic. It's Jesus who will change your life because it's Jesus who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. Every other way is just water, but the Jesus way is spirit. Every other way is just symbol. The Jesus way is reality. And the Jesus way is powerful, illuminating, and life-changing. The Jesus way will literally change your life. John chapter 3, verse 30. I like the way John says this. He says, "I must decrease, and he," meaning Jesus, "must increase." Now again, we notice the truth and humility of John the Baptist. He says that he must decrease and Jesus must increase. Now just think about that for a moment. John, living from an Essene spirit, does something commendable here. He places the spotlight on Jesus Christ. He points the way to Jesus Christ. He highlights the Jesus way. And John the Baptist, as a man living in the Essene way, wants us to know that whatever way we're currently following, it's not the true light of God. It's not the fullness of God. It's just water, not spirit. Only the Jesus way is the true light for the world. And so I find in John the Baptist something very commendable, that he identifies with the Essene way, he prefers to escape from society and to live in the wilderness, but when he sees Jesus, he highlights the Jesus way, and he says, "That is the way, the truth, and the life." Very commendable on the Baptist part here. Life isn't about our way, it's about the Jesus way. Let the Jesus way have preeminence in your life. Let the Jesus way be greater than any other way. And John is such a beautiful example for us. You know, John the Baptist did live like an Essene in the desert. He ate locusts and wild honey. He wore clothes made of camel's hair, camel's skin. He was apocalyptic and looked forward to the coming Messiah and the kingdom of God. And when the Spirit of God revealed to John that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of God, John leaped into action. And he began preparing the way for the Lord's way. He emerged from the desert to preach a baptism of repentance, and he baptized people in the Jordan River, and he taught people to see in Jesus the way, the truth, and the life. John prepared the way for people to believe and become children of God. John prepared the way for the Jesus way, and he testified clearly that Jesus surpassed him, was greater than he was, more than him in every way. He pointed people to Jesus and allowed them to follow Jesus. Notice what John didn't do. He didn't tell people to escape society, live in the desert, and seek holiness and isolation from society. He didn't say, come, live with me in the desert, and we'll do a lot of talking about Jesus. John didn't promote the Essene way, though he lived with an Essene mindset. John clearly pointed people to Jesus as the Son of God and the light of the world, and John let Jesus be the way, the truth, and the life. And he didn't try to control the Jesus way by making it look like the Essene way. He didn't confuse the two ways, but let Jesus clearly be the way. And we struggle with that today. We really struggle with that, separating the Jesus way from whatever way we're following in life. John clearly was able to do that and to see that the Jesus way is the greater way. Dr. John Bergsma of the Franciscan University of Steubenville wrote a book called Jesus and the Dead Sea Scrolls, revealing the Jewish roots of Christianity. His thesis on John the Baptist is that John lived as an Essene, but was expelled by the Essene community because of his views of the coming Messiah. The Jewish historian Josephus, who listed the four ways of Israel, wrote about expelled members of the Essene community who wandered in the desert eating grass and wearing clothing found in the region. And of course, John ate locusts, wild honey, and wore camel skins. And Bergsma speculates that John the Baptist may have been expelled by the Essenes for his views on the coming Messiah and the role he would play in drawing Gentiles to himself. In other words, he wasn't going to be an Essene. And the Essenes expected the coming Messiah to be an Essene. Because it's about the Essene way, right? No. John says, this is the coming Messiah, and he's going to draw Gentiles to himself. He's going to have a public ministry. He's going to engage people in the world. He's not going to withdraw and live like a hermit. And so it's believed, possibly, that John was then expelled from the Essene community because of his beliefs in the Jesus way. Oh, might that happen to each and every one of us, frankly. That we would so identify with Jesus Christ that whatever way we kind of identify with, say, yeah, you don't quite fit here. We struggle with these things, don't we? John the Baptist is such a good example for us here. He clearly promoted the Jesus way over the Essene way, and he let Jesus be Jesus. And our way must decrease, and the Jesus way must increase. That's the beauty of John's example for us. And we must learn to identify with Jesus more and more and more throughout life. Just like John, and even though John lived like an Essene, his whole ministry was pointing people to the Jesus way. Now, I understand that we live in society, we live in the world, and that we're all involved to one extent or another in a way of life that's not the Jesus way. I mean, I get it. And sometimes we even try to use Jesus to endorse our way, and that's where we get really off course. John didn't do that. He endorsed the Jesus way as an Essene. And so let's say that I'm an Essene, And I think we can all appreciate the Essene way. I mean, who doesn't want to have 50 acres in the country and a log cabin house, and you just kind of get away from it all? And you go to your house in the country, and life just slows down, and all the hubbub of the office, of the city, of all the ways, it just kind of comes to a standstill. I mean, who doesn't appreciate that? I want to be an Essene sometimes. But let's just say that I was an Essene. And I believe leaving corrupt society is the key to knowing God. I might take a few examples of Jesus' life to show how he practiced solitude and he got away to prove he lived like an Essene. But when I do that, I make the mistake of making the Jesus way subservient to or identical with the Essene way. And all the other passages that show Jesus in a different manner, I either have to ignore them or I have to interpret them in a way to make Jesus like me, like an Essene. And the point is that I believe in Jesus, but I don't believe he's the way if I live like that. And I'm actually following another way, my way, the way that I like, and I turn Jesus into an Essene, a Sadducee, a Pharisee, or a zealot. And we do this kind of stuff all the time. And John didn't do that. He didn't try to make Jesus an Essene. He let Jesus be Jesus. And so you've developed a preference for a certain way of life, a certain way of viewing life, people, and even God. And for whatever reason, you identify with the Essene way, the Pharisee way, the Sadducee way, perhaps the Zealot way. And maybe you were raised in one of those ways or developed that way during your days in college, perhaps a stint in the military or among a circle of friends who follow a certain way. And like most Christians, you believe in Jesus, but you've never thought much about the Jesus way. You've only known Jesus as the way to get to heaven when you die. And you've only thought about Jesus as giving you life after death. And I want to suggest that Jesus not only gives you life after death, but life before death. He provides us with life now, not just life after we die, and he offers us a way to live which brings us into God's kingdom now, and he helps us experience life as a son and a daughter of God, and he brings peace to your soul. He brings joy to your life, and he doesn't just get you to heaven when you die. Oh, he does that. But he gives you life right now before you die. Anybody believe that? Jesus gives you life before you die, not just after you die. So why then are we trying to find life in some other way than the Jesus way? And yet we do it all the time. We look to some other way out there in society, trying to find the life of Jesus. What's right there in Jesus, in the Jesus way? So what are we to do? Well, first, as people of the earth, we all follow a version of the four ways. And the four ways aren't bad in and of themselves. They're just incomplete. They fall short of the fullness of God. They're water, not spirit. And we're exposed to these ways on a regular basis. They're part of human life. We read about them in books. We hear about them through social media. We think about them from our own personal perspective. And it's natural that we're exposed to the four ways in one form or another. And in some sense, we're all involved in a way of life that's not the Jesus way. But most importantly, and secondly, don't confuse your way with the Jesus way. The Jesus way isn't the Essene way, for example. And the Jesus way isn't about living off the grid to enjoy an independent life. The Jesus way doesn't mean you have to homeschool your children. It doesn't mean you can't seek a time of silence and solitude. It's just more than all those things. And somewhere, Jesus will challenge and offend your way. He will confuse you and even make you mad. And it wasn't just the Lord's claim to being the Son of God that led to his crucifixion, although that was a big deal, a big part of it. It was also his way the manner in which he lived and thought and acted in life, as opposed to the other ways that took him to the cross. And the Jesus way will offend your way somewhere, sometime, somehow. And this is where you need to learn to pull a John the Baptist. Ooh, that way is the greater way. I see what God's doing. He's convicting me because I'm following this other way, but it's the Jesus way I need to be in. And you let the Spirit lead you more in the Jesus way. And you kind of do this kind of number to those other ways. I found something greater. And so I never fully identify with any of the ways. Does this make sense? And what I fear is that many of us, Christians who believe in Jesus, we are following another way, and we're following that way wholeheartedly. Dogmatically. To the exclusion of the Jesus way. Just go read some Facebook stuff. I know I'm stepping on toes now. Sorry. You know, it's funny how we can, this is just an observation that pastors make, how we can agree with something in theory. If I said to you, is Jesus the way, the truth, and life? You'd say, amen, brother, preach it. And then we start talking about it on a practical level. You're like, he makes me so mad, telling me there's another way. That's just how we are. You fill in the practicality of it. You know where I'm going. You know what John the Baptist is saying here. Somewhere, Jesus is going to make you mad. He's going to offend you. Somewhere. But hopefully, like John the Baptist, we will emerge from the desert to preach and baptize and point people to Jesus and say, oh, there's the way, the truth, and the life right there. It's that guy. Now again, it's not that the four ways have no validity or truth to them. It's that they're incomplete, fractured, or human. What don't you understand about that? Republicans are incomplete, fractured, and human. So are Democrats. Is that big of a thing to admit? Is it okay if we just put that on the table? And that the Jesus way is greater than that way. Where in your life do you need to recognize more fully the Jesus way? What way of life are you currently following? Where are you too invested in a way other than the Jesus way? Where in your life do you need to recognize more fully the Jesus way? And where do you need to become like John the Baptist and say, you know what? Gosh almighty, I've just been following another way and I realize that Jesus is the way. And he's not afraid to say, that's the way. Let's get on board with Jesus. And so I appreciate the Baptist. His ability, even though he lived like an Essene and he identified with that spirit of an Essene to withdraw and escape society, that when he saw Jesus was the Messiah, he says, oh yeah, this is the way, the truth, and the life. And he must increase and I must decrease. Let's stand together. And let's pray. Lord Jesus, a couple of things in my mind right now. And I guess the first is that we've kind of pigeonholed you as the way to get to heaven after we die. And we neglect the truth that you're the way to live life before we die. And and that your way is not just about the future, it's about now. And then, Lord, because we've kind of pigeonholed you in that sense, we don't really follow your way now. We follow another way. And those other ways are incomplete. They are not whole. They are partial. And only you are the fullness of God. And only in you do we find true life, now and forevermore. Lord, continue to teach us, to lead us, and to draw us to the Jesus way, like John the Baptist. And it's in your precious name we pray this morning. Amen. Thank you for coming. You're dismissed. See you next.